It's Mustang Football on 97.5 FM, KBVU, round two of the Iowa High School Football Playoffs. And for the second straight game, Mustangs at home in the postseason. Brian Wilkin, my guest in our pregame. And, Coach, let's back up to last Wednesday night. A great victory for you and the team. 35-0. Give me your thoughts on the total effort for four quarters against Harris Lake Park.
Well, I thought our kids, played extremely well, Chris. The difference between the two football games was in our offense and defensive lines. You know, I mean, we got a great effort out of all our kids. Don't get me wrong, but the difference in the football game was up front in the offense and defensive lines, and our ability to control the line of scrimmage. And that was something we didn't do, very well the first time we played them back in September.
First time was a one-point win last night. The shutout, a big second quarter, and third quarter, I guess, is where you scored all your points. And I know the guys up front leading the way for Cole Wise, who had a superb game running the football.
Yeah, like I said, Chris, I thought, the difference in the ball game was our ability, up front to control the line of scrimmage and open holes for Cole. And then, of course, our fullback, he does, Dustin Johnson does a tremendous job as a lead blocker really paved the way for Cole to have a big night. But it's a team effort, mm-hmm. Cole will be the first one to tell you, he couldn't have done it without those guys up front blocking and opening the holes and Dustin leading.
Had to be a sweet win for the coaching staff and the players, since it was a one-point game in week two. Second go-around, you guys really took it to them. Had to feel good on your preparation and the improvement that you've made throughout the year.
Yeah, no question. Rematches are always tough, in any sport, but in football especially. For where we started, back there in September, which I think was September 4th, Chris, and where we're at now, our kids – and all our kids, from number one to number 33 have made tremendous improvements, tremendous strides, and that's a credit to all the hard work that they put in preparing and practicing and trying to get better each and every day. And when you see the results like you did last night, it's a great feeling. It is.
Coach, let's take a time out. We'll talk about Monday night's game, the second round of the eight-player playoffs. More with Coach Wilkin is coming up on 97.5 FM, KBVU. Mustangs football this evening from Newell, Iowa, second round of the eight-player playoffs. Coach Brian Wilkin, my guest. Coach, you mentioned the hard work, the effort put forth through the entire season. Second season, you and I get together on Thursday, the day after your Wednesday win. Tell us about how your team will work Thursday, Friday, over the weekend in preparation for this Monday night game.
Well, we tell our kids, every day, enjoy the journey. And we want our kids to be able to enjoy this, this journey. We're going to get them together at 3:30 today and stretch them and form running. But, today's like a weekend for them. We want them to be able to step away and still enjoy what they accomplished, last night, here as we talk Thursday. And, for our coaches, we got, our 12-hour rule, and many nights it's 6 hours. But we're going to get back to work looking at GTRA and putting together a scouting report and a game plan. And we'll bring our kids back in tomorrow at 2 o'clock to practice so we can be done to go support our volleyball team up at Hartley. Then on Saturday we'll bring them in at 3:30, and Sunday we'll bring them in at 3:30 and try to keep our normal playoff schedule like we do each and every year.
Coach, maybe that was a poor statement on my part when I say you work hard throughout the season, the preparation and so forth. I have a feeling that your guys have been working not just the football season, the off-season regime to continue to build this program and make it successful year in and year out. It's hard work year round.
It is, and the success these kids enjoy would not be possible if they didn't put in the time and the work that they do, not just during the football season, but all year long, you know, with our weight room and our speed agility and quickness program and competing in other sports and those things. If they didn't do those things, you know, that success that we enjoy here in the fall wouldn't be possible.
Coach, let's break it down. GTRA, they have a quarterback in 10 games this season with a combined 2,500 yards rushing and passing. Break this team down and what your squad will face come Monday night at 7.
Well, you know, we haven't had a chance to look at a lot of film yet here today. You know, obviously after we get done meeting with our kids, you know, we as coaches will get together and go to work. You know, obviously we've glanced here and there, but you know, we know one thing: they've got a very good player in Michael Garris at quarterback. He's been starting for him a long time. You know, he's a very good, great athlete. He's a tremendous football player, and you know, he's going to play extremely hard. But you know, he's not the whole thing that GTRA brings to the table. You know, they got some kids that can run the football as well. And they got some kids they can throw it to. You know, he had 4 touchdown passes last night in their first round playoff win. So, you know, obviously, you know, they can throw the ball too and got kids that can catch it. But, you know, the thing that, you know, when you face a GTRA team, Chris, is the fact that when they arrive here on Monday night, you know, they're going to be here to be tough. They're going to be here to be physical. They're going to be able, you know, and when they arrive, they're going to be here to hit you. And we got to match that toughness and that physicalness that they're going to bring, because, you know, it's been that way at GTRA for a long time. And Coach Huff and his staff do a great job. And I doubt if I know this football team will be no different.
On that note, Coach, let's wrap things up as we again get together the day after your Wednesday victory. You still have more time to prep and prepare for the Monday night game. Look forward to it. Thanks for the time, and as always, best of luck to you and the guys.
Chris, thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Coach Brian Wilkin in the pregame. After a short timeout, more in the pregame leading up to the 7 o'clock kick right here on 97.5 KBVU and on our website at stormlakeradio.com.